Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
After a brief absence yesterday, Marty Baron is back as we roll on here on Sabres Live. It was a memorable segment without you, my friend, but I'm grateful that you're here for the full 60 today.
Man, was there a lot of news yesterday in the hockey world when you think about it? I know we got to talk about Toronto laying an egg, losing 6-1 to Florida in game 5 at home, with some in Toronto deemed it the worst playoff loss since, you know, in the last 30, 40 years, whatever. I get it. It's one game. You lose a game. But around the NHL, you got Ken Holland hired as a GM. You obviously got Adam Foote as a coach in Vancouver. You got Rick Tocchet as a coach in Philly. So a lot of moving pieces now. Hopefully that keeps filling up some of the empty spots that we have on our sheets right now.
Can you name the vacancies that remain coaching-wise in the NHL?
Okay, so I am going to go Boston is one. Pittsburgh is two. Chicago is three. New York Islanders is a GM job. I am going to go with Vancouver filled. Seattle still has an opening.
Yes.
Okay. We're down to four.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Wow.
Rangers, instant Flyers, trivia. Vancouver.
I did
Anaheim,
instant trivia with Jordan LaBarber the other day, by the way, and he got it right away. So it was good.
Very good. What do you make of the two hiring announcements yesterday behind the bench of Foote being elevated in Vancouver after being an assistant under Rick Tocchet, and Tocchet himself after spending more than half and the first half of his NHL career as a player with Philadelphia, returning to guide them behind the bench?
Yeah, almost 11 seasons, right, for Rick Tocchet with the Philadelphia Flyers. I think the fit is there in the way that Tocchet was a high-demand type coach. And the Flyers needed to get somebody, a big name, to come in. And I think this team maybe is ready to take a step forward. Here's the thing. There's two concerns. One is that, is Rick Tocchet that good a coach? Now, I think he had a fantastic season with Vancouver 2 years ago. Unfortunately, in the playoffs, they lost Thatcher Demko. This year was a tough year. The years prior to that with Arizona, it was not so great. So I'm like, was it a good coach that was in a bad team and the circumstances, or an average coach that maybe was made more out of? And I think this in Philly is going to be telling. Look, he's making over $5 million as a coach. That's a very high price. And the Flyers gave him that five-year deal, and they're hoping it's going to work. I have my question mark, my questions and my doubts, but I like the fit, and I'm going to give him a chance to see if it's going to work. In Vancouver, with Adam Foote, I don't know why, Duffer, but all I keep thinking is this was a financial decision. This was the Vancouver Canucks not wanting to pay big on a coach. And when you get a first-time NHL head coach like Adam Foote, you're not going to be paying big. And I feel like that was more of a financial decision than anything else with hiring Adam Foote. I don't know why I feel that way. Foote's never been a head coach in the NHL. He was a head coach for 2 years in juniors, not even a year and a half. Like, it's a big step.
But and we already talked about it. Like, it's about Quinn Hughes here, is it not?
Yes, it's about Quinn Hughes. But they're not going to keep Quinn Hughes. So how about you make the deal this summer and you continue working for the rest of your team?
Do you have, like, white towels at the ready always to just wave it and surrender?
I have my old Doc United Canada towel. It's a white one.
Why would Vancouver surrender in this situation? Do everything you can. Show Quinn Hughes that, you know what? Yeah, it's really cool. Like, you have brothers in the NHL. It's a great idea. But you're our franchise. We want to continue to make this the greatest possible place. And by the way, geographically, there's no better place on this continent than the city of Vancouver. It is the most stunning, perfect, beautiful city that has oceans and mountains, if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, so you know what I'm saying here? Like, I don't think they should just surrender.
I get what you're saying, but my issue is you hire Adam Foote, first-time NHL coach. Why? Because while he was kind of, you know, an assistant coach that worked with the defense and worked with Quinn Hughes, and I want to make things good for Quinn Hughes, and but if Vancouver, which I don't think will have success next year, if the Vancouver Canucks don't have success next year, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is Quinn Hughes is not going to want to be with a team that is not going to be good, and he's going to walk away in 2 years from now as a UFA, and you got nothing for him. The best value you're getting for Quinn Hughes is probably this summer and maybe at the trade deadline. But when you get to next summer, the value goes down. It's only 1 year. You're basically narrowing the market to one team, which would be the New Jersey Devils. This summer, you can shop him to the Sabres, to Chicago, to whatever, just because teams may look at it and say 2 years of Quinn Hughes is better than no years of Quinn Hughes, and we'll do it. I just feel like that was a stretch from Patrick Alvin and Jim Rutherford to say, Adam Foote is going to be our coach because we want to retain Quinn Hughes. And that's what it feels like. I get what you're saying. You're 100%, but it feels like a stretch.
Well, Ken Holland, you know, already Hall of Famer, continues his employment in the NHL. This time it's with the LA Kings as general manager. Why do you think the Kings brought in Holland at this point in time? Based on the first segment conversation about going after another superstar, do you think that was part of Holland's selling point? It's like, hey, I know what it takes to get these guys. Granted, his last gig, he inherited McDavid and Draisaitl, but still.
And he drafted Datsyuk and those guys in Detroit, and that was really what worked for them. But okay, so if I am the LA Kings and I'm looking at Ken Holland, I want somebody that's going to bring stability moving forward for our organization. And stability was there, but it felt like now they were in shaky grounds. I think the number one thing, if you're Luke Robitaille, who is the president of the LA Kings, looking at, I'm getting a GM, I have to look at my coaching staff first. What is my GM and his experience with coaching, and what kind of decisions did they make when it comes to the coaching and who was he able to get and whatnot? I think that's the number one thing. And then after that, okay, we have aging players in Drew Doughty and Anze Kopitar. How do we transition from that? How do we get the best out of them but transition from them? I think Ken Holland has a lot of experience in all of these departments. That's why it's a good fit for him in LA.
And who do you think is the leading candidate for the same job on Long Island?
I keep going back to a couple of names, and I think Mark Bergevin is one. And the other one, and I know he was very, very high on many people's list a few years back, is Matthew Darche of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So those are the two names that I keep going back to. But it's two jobs in Long Island, right? It's two jobs, apparently. It's president of hockey operation and general manager. So I think when I look at Bergevin and I look at Darche, I think it's more for the GM job. I don't know who they would be able to get as the top dog, the president of hockey op. Ken Holland may have been that, but now he's senior vice president and GM in LA. So I'm a little kind of out of names when it comes to the present job in Long Island.
What name springs to mind after what happened in Toronto last night?
Well,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Well, the first name is Austin Matthews. That's what springs to mind. Look, Austin Matthews is 0 goals in 10 games in the second round against the Florida Panthers. 0 goals 2 years ago and 5-game loss to the Panthers. 0 goals in 5 games this year. He's only got 3 goals in his last 22 playoff game. Listen, if you put Austin Matthews and you prorate 3 goals in 22 games in the regular season, that's a 10-goal season. That's what Austin Matthews is providing right now for the Toronto Maple Leafs, is a 10-goal, 82 regular season game season. Like, that's, it's not good enough. And I get there's a lot of other things that Matthews is apparently doing, but you need to produce. You need to produce. This was a 1-0 game, and, you know, you had a power play at 1-0. The power play didn't do anything. Then you give up, five goals in a row. It was 6-0. It wasn't good. It was, you know what that game made me think of, Duffer? Made me think of game 6 against the Flyers in 2001 when we pumped the Flyers 8-0, and game 6 in 2006 when we pumped the Flyers 7-1. Like, It felt like that yesterday. I remember the Flyers just, their arms just going down and just not even giving a little bit of a pushback as soon as we got going. Well, when Florida got going yesterday, the Leafs just, their arms went down and they didn't have a pushback at all.
Don't you think there is still one in them?
Nope. I just don't. And maybe it's because it's the Florida Panthers that they're playing against. Florida Panthers won the cup last year, were the Stanley Cup finalists 2 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, Sergei Bobrovsky has been really good. He was just okay in the first round against Tampa. But in the last 2 games, 2 quality starts made a big difference. Now, okay, it's a shutout and it's a... a 6-1 win, but I feel like Sergei Bobrovsky has been really, really good. So now, are you going to beat Bob twice? Are you going to beat the defending Stanley Cup champions twice? I have a hard time seeing it.
Well, I did pick them, so I would suspect that they'll have a pushback, but we shall see. Tonight, there are 2 teams facing elimination. Washington is one of them.
Yeah. If I'm Washington, I'm looking at last night, and I'm saying, okay, let's at least be on our toes like Vegas were and not be like what Toronto did. And Toronto just turned the puck over, were on their heels. And if you're Washington, yeah, you had the best season in the Eastern Conference. You were second in the National Hockey League. You're home for game 5. Like, come on, let's go. Like, you got to be able to step up here. I want to see a little bit more from that second line that was supposed to be the big difference. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Connor McMichael, Tom Wilson. I need to see more out of Dubois. I think he's been very, very, very unnoticeable in the second round. He was better in the first round, but not in the second round. So I need Pierre-Luc Dubois to be a big-time player for Washington to be able to extend this one. But somehow, Duffer, it's not a bet the farm. It's not a bet the farm moment. But I think Carolina closes it out just like the Oilers closed it out last night.
In-game prop bet, will there be a goaltender interference infraction by the Capitals as they try to get on top of Freddie Anderson a little more?
No. I think this is probably, let's have our mindset to be in front of Freddie. Freddie Anderson's a big goalie, and Freddie is good at putting a perimeter around. And will they give him a little jab or two after the whistle? Maybe, but I don't think there'll be a goalie interference call. I don't think there'll be any of that. Washington doesn't seem like they're getting to the net as much as they should. And I think maybe it's Carolina that's doing a good job of boxing them out and defending against them.
What about the West? Winnipeg also facing elimination.
Again, I mean, Dallas to me, like I want to see Dallas Oilers in the next round because that would be a rematch from last year. It was exciting. We remember the McDavid goal when he came in, threw the slot on his back end, puck between the feet. Like I think these are right now the best two teams in the Western Conference the way they're playing. And the Oilers beating the Kings and beating Vegas was huge. And the way that they did it, you know, winning the four, you know, the four after losing two in five against Vegas. Dallas is, to me, the best team right now in the Western Conference. I think they go into Winnipeg and win. Like, for whatever reason, I see these series ending in five, and it shouldn't be. It's the second round. It's battle. But I see all three of the series that were 3-1 ending in five games.
What do you think made our rideshare driver perk up yesterday and ask, are you from Buffalo?
Ooh, you guys were talking about concerts that may happen this summer in Buffalo.
No, the Buffalo Bandits.
Yes. Okay.
I turned to my daughter and I said, oh, maybe you want to go to the Bandits game Friday. We had not been conversing with the driver for 10 minutes at this point. And then she turns, she goes, are you from Buffalo?
Yes.
And so, yes. And
was your driver from Buffalo?
Yes. So, okay. Well, she's relocating back for the summer, but yes. And all this to say, Bandits are top of mind, yes, coast to coast for current Buffalonians, displaced Buffalonians, and fans of the game, because fans of the game recognize that we have been and continue to witness greatness. Five straight trips to the league championship, looking for a third straight title. Game one of the finals in Banditland this Friday night. That would be tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Bandits.com/tickets. And we want to know how you're getting ready for this. Submit a photo in Banditland, the Banditland Fan Frenzy Contest, for a chance to win a really cool exclusive experience this offseason, including a player appearance. So whatever gear you're wearing, wherever you're located, we just want you to show it off. Go to bandits.com/frenzy to enter today. We're back after this with a nice final segment with Marty for a change. Stay with us.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.